What about Muslims and Jews? I mean, that was one of the things that I was kind of curious about.
Muslims and Jews don't pray to the same God as Christians do. Now, Jews do in the sense that they pray to the God of the Bible, but they don't believe in Jesus Christ as God. So in that sense, they're not, they don't have the same religion, obviously. And Muslims, pray to a different God altogether. Allah. I don't think Muslims would want to have anything to do with a Christian prayer event. I mean, that would be contrary to their own faith. So I don't see the point in that. If they want to have their own prayer time, they can do that too. They're free to do that. But this is a Christian prayer event.
Do you think that Jews and Muslims can go to heaven?
No.
Why not?
Well, that's the distinctive. If you've ever studied the religions, Jesus said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life." I mean, the whole reason he came to earth was to ultimately was to die on the cross for man's sins. I mean, if you don't accept salvation through forgiveness of sins through Christ, then the Bible teaches you're damned. I mean, nobody has to believe that, but that's what the Bible teaches. That's the whole reason Jesus was on the cross, was to pay the sins of the world. And then, but you have to believe that in
So
order
what's
to.
what I mean, what's going to happen to Jews and Muslims at the when the end of the
Well, it's not
road?
just Jews or Muslims, it's anybody that rejects the free gift of salvation through Christ. Bible teaches that there's heaven and hell. Those who believe go to heaven, those who don't go to hell. I mean, I don't know how this, if you read the New Testament, that's what it says from beginning to end. So, I mean, some people may think that's radical, but that's fine, but that's what the text says.